Do you need help with figuring out when to play and when not to play at football games? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
When I started at my previous school, I only had about 50 students in band. There was no marching band, and so we ended up using the band students to play at the football games. It was kind of a pep band, but I made it required for the students to be there. And we quickly grew to 80 students, 100 students, and then more than 100 students. And the crazy thing is that I did it all. I was stupid. Don't do that. Don't try to do it all. What I ended up doing about my second or third year is I created a drum major position, even though at the time we didn't have a marching band. A few years after that, we did develop a marching band program. And the drum majors had to audition. There are students who just love to get into a leadership position like that. They had to audition, and I provided them with some training. Another thing that I tried to do is I tried to do too many songs, and we didn't do them well. So I like to go by the KISS principle. If you've never heard of the KISS principle, KISS stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. So I think it's better to do 8 pep tunes well than to have 20 that you don't do well. And you can continue to add more. I eventually ended up adding many, many more and trying out new ones every year, seeing what the students liked, trying to add songs that were more current, the songs that the students really liked and knew the melody to. Here are some rules and tips for playing at football games. Don't play when the ball is in motion. And you have to have your drum major practice the cuts, not just for themselves, but with the band. Practice when they're going to cut as if you're at a game. Otherwise, the students won't be used to the cuts and the drum major will hesitate when it comes time to cut. So the drum major has to be bold in cutting and also in starting a song. A great spot to play is right after an extra point. There's usually a little bit of extra time there where the clock has stopped, the teams are switching out, their offense and defense. Timeouts are another great spot to play at because they tend to be a little bit longer and have more opportunity to play. Don't play when there's an injury. You say, well, how do I know when there's an injury? Well, typically the players will get very quiet and everyone takes a knee and they're kind of waiting to see if someone's going to be okay. That typically is a time not to play. Try to play more of the recognizable parts of the songs. Sometimes we get stuck on, for example, Smoke on the Water. We have the dun dun da dun dun da da dun dun da dun da. A little 4-measure ditty that everybody knows the tune to. The song is a couple of minutes long, but the other parts of the song are not as familiar. You can take some pop songs and just do a little 4-measure or 8-measure ditty that you can practice working on it really well. I also like to tell the students that when we have songs where they're all playing the melody on, they don't need to play out as much. If you have 80 people playing the melody, they can all play at about a mezzo forte and it'll carry well. They tend to get carried away sometimes and forget about getting a good quality sound because they're trying to play fortissimo and they're forgetting all about the balance. So I remind them all the time about balance, just like we're inside. To me, one of the biggest things with playing outside versus inside is to always remember that the sound and balance are the most important things that we can do. I always think, too, that the more that we can play, the better it is. The band students don't get bored, and it keeps energy added into the game. It just keeps things moving forward a little bit more. You do have to be aware of chops, and if you have a halftime show, how that's going to affect you for the show, and those kind of things. One of the things we always did is that we had a special for the first down. So our song was Tomahawk Chop, and that's just something you have to figure out with your community if they have something special like that. I always recommend also talking to the coach. Get to know the coach before the first game and just find out some of their things that they like, things that they don't like. Most of them kind of could care less about what the band is doing, and they're focused on the game. But I've had some coaches who are very specific about something, and I try to honor their request. Have the drum major, or drum majors if you have more than one, meet with the cheer captain every single time before the game begins. I find that this helps eliminate misunderstandings. They get to know each other and talk, and then that way there's no hurt feelings. It's so very easy to play over the top of cheerleaders, and then they would just get mad, and the captains would get mad because maybe the band doesn't even realize it. But if they talk beforehand and talk about, we're going to try to avoid that if we're playing too much and we're not giving you a chance to do your cheers, let us know. And I find that avoids most problems by doing that. Be cognizant of the audience. We tried doing the death march theme. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, bum. And we tried to play it at spots where it was appropriate, but it seemed like our audience always took that the wrong way. And so we quit doing that particular song. But don't get too worried about that, because I remember a student who came to me. He was on the football team and in the pep band. And he tried to tell me like all these things that were important to do and why we should play this song at this spot and we should do this here. And this helps to encourage the players by doing this certain thing. And I remember thinking, wow, that's a lot to be worried about. And so that particular time, that was the first time I went to go talk to a coach. And I asked the coach about what this student was telling me. Since he was a football player, I wanted to honor this football player who was also in the band. And I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but the coach kind of answered, there's a band playing? So the coach had no idea what this student was talking about. Another tip is to not use a whistle. The referees are going to get angry at you if you do, because it will interfere with what they're doing. Some ways that you can communicate with the band are with hand signals. You could number the songs and then have the drum majors hold up their fingers for a number or a sign with a number on it. Also, something that's worked well for me is to have large cue cards with a shortened version of the title on the card. Another consideration you may have is where to play. Are you going to be in the stands, in front of the stands, in formation? When I started at my previous school, we played in the stands. And then we moved to a new building where they didn't have enough stands. And we moved to the front of the stands, so kind of on the track area, and we faced the audience. At first, there was huge griping and complaining about that from my students, and they looked at it as an insult from the athletic department. And it really wasn't an insult. It was just there was no space to even try to put the band in the stands. Once they got over that, I couldn't really tell any difference. In a way, it was nicer because we were facing the audience just like the cheerleaders do, and that's who we're there for. Whereas before, all our sound was going out to the field, to the players, who kind of, this isn't to be mean, but they could care less what we're doing as long as it doesn't interfere with the game. For me and my program, I found best that it worked out best for me to keep my band in a marching band formation type of setup, like a 5x8 or 5x10, with the percussion and pit in the back, meaning like closer to the players on the field since we were facing the stands. That's what worked best for us when we were a smaller group. We just did an arc, but then we grew too big for that. In closing, I just want to say, make sure that whoever's leading the music, whether it's you or the drum major, make sure that you are bold, and be bold with starting songs when there's a spot, and be bold with cutting songs. The music.